Everything we're doing today is part of our Alexander Technique educational process. If you have any symptoms or any pain or conditions, please consult your doctor, your healthcare provider. The work is safe, gentle, and non-invasive. Please be appropriate to yourself as we're going along. If something is uncomfortable or if something hurts, please stop. You can also roll to your side during the session and just rest on your side, or you can roll to your side and get up and walk around. You may want to just sit in a chair and listen, and that's fine. You will be conscious and aware for the whole session. You'll be awake. However, it is a deeply relaxing and restorative process. So please don't drive or do anything else that might be distracting. So you can go ahead and put down a yoga mat or an exercise mat on the floor, or you can lie down on your back on the carpeted floor. You can roll onto your side and you can place one or two paperback books under your head. The idea of placing the books under your head is so that your head does not compress back and down on your neck or on your spine. So it gives you a little elevation to the head. Some people need more books. It really depends on you. You can ask an Alexander Technique teacher to show you the right height for your own head because it's different for everyone. Your feet will be, your legs will be bent and your feet will be flat on the floor. So go ahead and try that now. And the idea is to let your back widen out onto the floor. Your arms, your hands can be on your abdomen, on your tummy. They can also be at your sides with your palms down. You can also put your hands on your upper chest area if that is more comfortable for you. And sometimes people like to vary their hands and their arms. They like to open their arms out with their palms up. And it really depends on your comfort. So just let your arms rest, let your back rest. You can feel free to move a little bit if you need to as I'm talking you through the process. If you're using a towel, just make sure the towel is folded flat under your head. And a nice large bath towel often provides a good deal of support. If you feel that you'd rather use a pillow, that's okay too. You just want to make sure that your neck is not compressed or shortened. So the right size pillow with enough firmness would be good. And depending on your situation, or maybe if a person has a lot of issues with their back or back pain, you might want to rest on your bed and do this, and that's okay too. Another option for resting is to put a couple pillows under your knees. But the classical way to do it is to begin with your knees bent and your feet flat. So you should be set up and ready to begin. At times during this talk, I will pause, and I'm doing that to just give you a moment to let the ideas kind of seep into your consciousness. So you're resting on your back, allowing your back to lengthen and widen, whatever those words mean to you. You can also begin by noticing your neck and thinking about your neck softening. In the Alexander work, we have a nice phrase, neck to be free. I let my neck be free. I allow my neck to be free and easy. This allows your head to ease away from your body a little bit so that your spine can lengthen and your back can widen. So you can just let these ideas kind of float into your mind as you sense your whole body falling into the floor. And just taking a moment to really do nothing. It's okay to leave myself alone and do nothing. And open up your sensation to an idea of expansion. Letting your eyes fall softly open and looking around the room, looking out into your environment. Seeing out with soft eyes. And as you're seeing out into the space or into your room or into the environment, allow yourself to check back in with your whole head and your whole body. Continuing to sense the contact of your whole body on the floor. And giving yourself permission to let the weight of your body, your whole self, rest easily and fall into the floor. Notice your breathing, but don't do anything to change your breathing. Simply notice. And it's nice to acknowledge or start with an idea of movement and expansive breathing, affirming that our lungs are very large, protected by the beautiful curved ribs, that there's a potential for mobility in the ribs, allowing your sternum to soften. And if you wish, you can bring your hand up to your sternum area and just let your fingers inform that area of a softening as you continue to link up an idea of neck free, neck easy, and my whole head and my whole neck in relation to the rest of me. Sensing a three-dimensionality of your respiratory mechanism. So the sternum in the front, where there's some cartilage, softens, and the beautiful bony structure of the ribs curve around to the back, to the vertebra. And again, just affirming that your head is easy and delicately balancing on top of your spine, on top of your neck. And then as your spine responds to that ease and lengthens a bit, you can sense how your ribs connect in the back with each vertebra. And there's a potential for movement, a small movement in the back. So just enjoy that expansion for your whole back and your whole body. This is a great way to rest, and it's a great way to feel comfortable and easy with yourself. So we're focusing on less work, less effort, letting your back fall into the floor, meeting the floor. And we're observing our whole self, all of you, your body, your wishes, your dreams, your potential, and especially your whole self in this moment. You're observing all of that, and you're enjoying what it's like just to be without any judgment about posture, without any judgment about how I am right now. I'm simply noticing and opening up sensation, my sensory apparatus, and activating that as we continue to sense a lengthening and a widening through the whole self. You can allow your shoulders to release off to the sides, and your arms are lengthening out of your back. A lot of these directions that we're talking about are really things that you're thinking. When you start, you're really just thinking or wishing the directions. As you get better and better with that process, you can actually have more sensation coming in, and you can sense smaller movement and a direction of movement, which can be very satisfying. So noticing your lower back and letting it widen into the floor, affirming that your lumbar spine has a lot of space where the cartilaginous discs are. So you're affirming that those discs are easy, they're between the bony vertebrae, and there's a lot of space as you let your lower back fall. If it's comfortable, you can let one leg at a time lengthen out, and you can sense I'm freeing my neck in relation to my lower back widening and my leg lengthening away from my body. So you can try lengthening your legs one at a time if it's comfortable. And if your knees are still bent, or if you return to having your knees bent again, you can send your knees to the ceiling with your sensory imaginations. So you're thinking about your knees as if they're directed away from your pelvis and your hip joints, and they're freeing up toward the ceiling. And you can notice your feet also making contact with the floor. If you've decided to sit, you can let your whole back lengthen as you make contact with the back of the chair. And you can still free your head and neck and think about an easing up direction in the chair. Your knees will be directed out away from your hip joints. So just check in with your whole self, do a whole body scan to see what you notice. And if there's an area that needs more comfort or an area that you'd like to work on, sense that area and then return to a sense of your whole head and your whole neck. Continuing again with this idea of your back lengthening and widening. open up your breathing by allowing the lower ribs to have some expansion. Breathing into your armpits. And allowing your jaw to release by letting your mouth fall softly open. Renewing ease and awareness by letting your eyes fall softly open and taking a look around. And sensing your internal environment, what it feels like inside. See if you can sense your environment out in the room as you see out, and also feel yourself, what it's like inside. See if you can do that both at the same time, an inclusive awareness where you're including yourself in the picture as you take a look around. Continuing to fall into the floor and noticing your whole head, your whole body, sensing the back of your head, the back of your shoulders, your arms lengthening, fingers easing away from the palms, palms easing away from the wrists, wrists freeing away from the elbows, elbows easing out away from the shoulders, shoulders widening. And if you'd like to nod your head just a very tiny bit, a very small movement, you can sense that in the back of your head, very deep, you have some tiny muscles, the suboccipital muscles. And you can think about those tiny muscles releasing. Check back in and see if you can sense yourself as one piece. And it's a good time to build in anything positive that you want to say to yourself right now. You've spent time on constructive rest, constructive awareness. Congratulate yourself. Feel good about that. I'm taking care of myself in an appropriate way. And this is the optimal resting place for your spine. So I would encourage you to practice it often. And then open up to the warmth of your heart chakra and any intentions you have in your life. And just know that this good use of yourself by opening up your breathing and feeling yourself as one piece, lengthening and widening. These are fantastic tools that you can take to any activity in your life to accomplish whatever you want to do, whatever your wishes and dreams are for the future. This is something you can activate. And now, speaking of activating, I'm going to invite you to keep all of this going in yourself, all of this expansive, constructive awareness, and become a little more alert. Let yourself still feel the deep, restorative, relaxing feelings, but also be a little more alert, look around a little more, move your head. And I'll talk you through how to get up from the constructive rest position. This is important. You'll want to definitely get up this way. So choose a side, whether it be the right or the left, and let your eyes fall to that side, and let your head turn to follow your eyes. So if you chose the right side, your eyes will fall to the right. Your head will move and roll to the right. And it'll be your left fingertips that will reach over to the right. Your arm will lengthen to the right. Your left fingertips will lead your arm over, and you'll roll over onto your side, onto the right-hand side. If you've chosen the left-hand side, let your left, let your eyes roll easily to the left, and your head follows your eyes. Your neck continues to free, and it'll be your right fingertips that will lead the movement of your arm over to the left, and you'll roll on your left. And please stay on your side for about 2 minutes or so, more if you want to. It's really important to roll onto your side after constructive rest, because your back will have widened out a good deal, possibly more than you realize. So you want to acclimate your back to this new lengthened state. So now you can get ready to stand, but before you do that, just affirm that you're going to bring the sensation of being on the floor with you into sitting, standing, and walking. So you can easily roll over if you want to. You can get on your hands and knees, and you can easily bend your knee and come up to standing. Breathe easy and let your feet, sense your feet on the floor. Take a walk around and see what you notice. And you're continuing with these ideas. They're very simple ideas, but they're very good for you. And I would encourage you to try this for maybe 10 or 20 minutes a day, whatever amount of time that you can spare. Listen to the audio recordings. And feel free to contact me at explorealexander.com if you'd like some more information.